Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom writes a truthful obituary after her son's death in hopes of saving others. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Christy Covillier wrote a powerful, truthful obituary after her son, Hunter Lee Clemens, died of an overdose. The mom hopes her brutal honesty will help save lives and inspire others to overcome addiction. It's not always easy to open up about our struggles. Being vulnerable takes courage. And grieving mother Christy Covillier definitely demonstrated so much courage in the truthful obituary about her son. Christy said her 22-year-old son, Hunter, had a heart of gold, but he wrestled with his own personal demons, with drugs offering an escape. Hunter tried getting clean and managed to do so for a while after surviving a heroin overdose in 2019. However, at some point, he began doing drugs again until one day, one pill ended his life. Because of the stigma associated with the epidemic of drug use, Christy Covillier of Louisiana could have easily tried to keep the details surrounding her son's death a secret. But instead, she bravely chose to pen a truthful obituary in the hopes of saving someone else from Hunter's fate. His family would like to speak the truth about his death, the grieving mom wrote. Silence would mean Hunter's death was in vain, but if one person's life is saved by his story, we would tell it a million more times. Christy Covillier is showing such incredible courage in sharing her son's story. Her truthful obituary is a wonderful example of how God wants us to deal with sin. Our natural tendency is to try and hide our weaknesses and shortcomings, but that is exactly how Satan gets a foothold into our lives. Satan strives at using shame and fear to keep us hiding in the dark and giving into destructive patterns. The only way to move towards breaking our chains is by bringing our sins into the light and bearing ourselves completely to the Lord and trusted accountability partners. If you or someone you know suffers from drug addiction, there are lots of recovery resources available. You can get started with the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration by calling their national helpline 1-800-662-HELP. He has said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest on me." 2 Corinthians 12:9. Viewer can't deny striking resemblance to stranger from a news report. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. It's hard to know what type of feelings might surface between two brothers reunited after 50 years of living apart. It's difficult to imagine the emotions that might come with such a meeting. But Randy and Edward Waits provided a beautiful example of love and acceptance when these two brothers met for the very first time. Randy, 55, happened to be watching the news from his home in Lodi, California, just a couple of months ago. The reporter spoke with the gentleman who'd made a visit to Lake Tahoe and gotten caught in nasty weather. The man's name appeared on the screen for just a few moments, but it was long enough for Randy to notice that they shared the same last name, a rather unusual one at that. Randy found that curious and mentioned it to his daughter, wondering if there could be any connection. When Randy's daughter, Cambria, took a closer look, she detected a resemblance between her dad and the man on TV. She did a little sleuthing, and within 20 minutes, she had determined that Randy and Eddie share the same biological father. It wasn't long before Randy reached out to Eddie, 54, who lives in Anaheim, California. Eddie was convinced that the unlikely story was true as soon as he saw a picture of Randy, noticing how much Randy looked like their father. Randy never knew the father that he and Eddie share because Donald E. Waits left his mother and him when he was an infant. Eddie, however, was raised by their dad and enjoyed a great relationship with him. The fact could cause problems for these long-lost brothers, but it did not. The brothers reunited after 50 years and are thrilled to have found one another. Eddie has always wanted an older brother, and Randy now has the opportunity to learn all about his biological father and extended family. Their father, Donald Waits, died in 2009. Eddie apologized to Randy on behalf of their father, but Randy holds no resentment. Randy told the Washington Post that he doesn't blame anyone. "I'm beyond that now. I've waited my whole life to know someone like Ed. I just want to be the best brother I can be, and I know he wants to do the same for me." Randy and Eddie have found that they share similar interests. Both enjoy riding motorcycles and fishing. Most importantly, both are grateful to have made this unexpected discovery and to have the years ahead to be brothers. Now, about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. 1 Thessalonians 4:9.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.